Rhode Island casino revenue flat in September as table games slide. Rhode Island's two commercial casinos posted nearly unchanged combined revenue in September, as a sharp drop in table games was offset by gains in VLTs, iGaming, and sports betting. The state lottery reported that total commercial casino receipts reached $51.2 million in September 2025, a marginal rise of 0.1% from $51.1 million a year earlier. The headline figure masks divergent results across product lines. Video lottery terminals, VLTs, and online wagering posted healthy gains, while table game income fell materially, especially at the smaller Tiverton property. Bally's Twin River Casino in Lincoln accounted for the bulk of monthly takings with $39.2 million, essentially flat year over year, versus $39.1 million in September 2024. Twin River's VLT revenue climbed to $30.9 million from $29.8 million a year earlier, an increase of about 3.5%. However, table game receipts at Twin River fell 11.2% from $9.2 million in September 2024 to $8.3 million this September. At Bally's Tiverton Casino, overall revenue slipped 0.8% to $11.9 million from $12.0 million a year ago. Tiverton's VLT segment showed a stronger performance, rising roughly 6% to $10.7 million from $10.0 million. Conversely, table game revenue at Tiverton plunged 62%, declining from $1.9 million in September 2024 to $1.2 million this year, a swing that materially compressed that property's income mix. Beyond brick-and-mortar machines and tables, digital channels provided a marked lift. iGaming revenue in the state expanded by 34.7%, increasing to $4.8 million in September from $3.1 million the prior year. Sports wagering also climbed sharply, with reported sports betting receipts of $5.2 million, up 45.9% from $2.8 million in September 2024. Market reaction and outlook. Analysts say the September numbers reflect a continued shift in player preference toward electronic and online offerings. The broad trend we're watching is the migration of discretionary spend into digital channels and skill-based products, which are easier to scale and market, said Laura Bennett, an independent gaming consultant. That transition helps explain why VLTs, iGaming, and sportsbooks are growing while live table play is under pressure, particularly at smaller venues that lack the high roller relationships and scale of larger properties. Industry observers also note that table game results can fluctuate significantly month to month because of high volatility in big bet play and calendar effects such as tournament timing or large event weekends. A single high-stakes group or a shifting event schedule can swing table win dramatically, Bennett added. For Rhode Island, the key question is whether this decline is a temporary variance or the start of a longer-term structural shift in revenue mix. From a revenue management perspective, operators appear to be leaning harder into digital acquisition and cross-selling between iGaming and retail products to stabilize top lines. State officials and casino executives will be watching the final quarter closely to see whether strong digital growth sustains through the holiday season. Regulatory and fiscal relevance. For state finances, the mix of gaming revenue matters as much as the headline totals. While the overall figure was essentially flat year over year, the stronger performance in taxed segments such as VLTs, iGaming, and sports wagering could influence monthly tax remittances and budget projections for the Rhode Island Lottery and the state treasury. A Rhode Island Lottery spokesperson noted that officials monitor product-level trends and work with operators on responsible gaming initiatives and market stability. We look closely at shifts between product types and engage with casino partners to ensure the long-term health of Rhode Island's gaming market, the spokesperson said. With iGaming and sports betting up double digits and table gains under strain, the coming quarters it'll show whether digital growth can sustainably offset softer live table returns, a dynamic that will shape operator strategy and state tax receipts into 2026.